Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And good Wednesday morning. Don Dubuque filling in for Tommy Tucker this week. Thanks for tuning in with us this morning. And we got a special guest joining us, Mike Cooper, the St. Tammany Parish president. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Do we have Mike?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Oh, there he is. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Doing great, Don. How are you this morning?
Fine. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us. Mike, you're a lifelong St. Tammany Parish resident. I've been here for 50 years, and we've seen an awful lot of changes in the parish over our lifetimes, certainly with regard to growth. And when you get growth, obviously it takes infrastructure and a lot of development. Give us a kind of a state of the parish, if you would. How is the parish doing financially?
Well, in one regard, we're doing well with our sales taxes. As our parish grows, as people shop here and invest here in St. Tammany Parish, we see our sales taxes increasing, which supports our infrastructure, which supports for St. Tammany Parish government, which supports the school system, which supports all of our entities that rely on sales taxes. Property taxes, of course, are growing as well, which funds our general fund and funds many of the other agencies or entities like fire districts, the library system. School depends on property taxes as well, the library. So as we grow, our tax base continues to grow, but our operation and maintenance needs grow as well, and sometimes grows larger than the actual income that's coming in. We're doing well with our roads, bridges, and drainage infrastructure funding. We've got $53 million dedicated this year in the 2026 budget in roads, bridges, and drainage infrastructure. That includes engineering, design, and construction on hundreds of projects across the parish. But what we do not have, and you've heard us talk about this over the past 6 years, is a dedicated funding source for our Justice Center, what we're required to pay to the District Attorney's Office to maintain criminal justice, what we're required to pay to the sheriff for security at the Justice Center for maintaining the jail, and what we're required to fund other entities that make up our criminal justice system. We had dedicated funding for that went away in 2018 when a dedicated tax, a sales tax, was not renewed through a vote of the public.
So overall, the council approved the $202 million budget. Is that balanced, or is that leaving deficits, or has there been enough cuts made to where that's going to balance it?
Well, it's balanced in the fact that we're utilizing every dollar in that $202 million budget to fund what we have. We're not it is a balanced budget, but we do have further needs. We could use further revenue to meet those needs, but what we have is balanced in the fact that we've dedicated each and every dollar for some use, whether it be in infrastructure, whether it be in operations and maintenance of our other departments like utilities, facilities, you know, maintaining our buildings, public works, engineering, and grants, planning and zoning, you know, all of our departments, we're all funded. However, we do not have funding to fully meet the needs of our criminal justice system.
Well, Mike, we're going to take a traffic break. We come back. Maybe you can tell me some of the possible solutions to achieve that, to get the funding that's necessary to go over and above the budget to add in those necessary things. We're talking with Parish President Mike Cooper. If you got a question or a comment, you can use our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Let's take a look at traffic. For that, we go to Joe Cardosi in the WWL Traffic Center. And we're talking with St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper about the growth on out infrastructure in St. Tammany Parish. And, Mike, I've got a couple of texts in here that are wanting to know about the property tax increases in St. Tammany Parish. Wouldn't that help offset, hey, call it a budget deficit, but as you said, the budget is balanced. It's that they don't have the money to go forward with other projects. And I'm looking at my property tax bill that I got. And it's clearly pointed out on here, you know, what each thing for law enforcement, for the several for schools, the animal shelter, the Council on Aging, fire district, mosquito district, recreation. Each one is assigned a millage rate and what the tax amount for me is. I got one here that says alimony one. What is that?
Okay.
I've never been divorced. I don't know why I have an alimony tax.
And it has nothing to do with that. Alimony one is a property tax millage that goes to St. Tammany Parish government. If you have alimony two, you live in one of the municipalities. That goes to the general fund of the municipalities. Alimony two, alimony one is if you live outside of the parish. Our general fund is what we utilize to fund, for the most part, because we don't have dedicated funding, the criminal justice system, what I was alluding to earlier regarding the judges, DA, the Justice Center, jail, that's what alimony one is. And as you itemize those other ones, you'll see parish government does not get all of your property taxes. In fact, that alimony one and drainage maintenance and library and animal services, well, not library, animal services, drainage, and alimony comes to St. Tammany Parish government. The others go to those itemized agencies that you see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listed on your bill. So
I
parish
see.
Government is operating with about 10% of your total property tax bill.
Okay, so is increasing property taxes to include making sure that the Sheriff's Department can provide the necessary protection at the Justice Center and the other needs that they have? Could that be put on as property tax items to get, you know, without going to the people for a vote? Because I think they've had enough of sales tax. I don't think that's going to get approved as they spoke last election.
Yeah, we have heard from our citizens that they do not want an additional tax. And we're working to devise a tax neutral proposition to where we can lower some of the existing millages across the board, depending on what each entity can give up, while coming back and putting something or suggesting something that can make up that difference to provide for our criminal justice system. We do have funding for security at the Justice Center. That is in our budget for 2026. And there's just a dispute at this point that I think has been resolved for at least a short period of time, for a month, while we work out this dispute. But we do have funding for security at the Justice Center that was adopted in our 2026 budget at the same rate and the same number of deputies that is currently serving for security at the Justice Center.
Got it. And we got the sheriff coming up in just a little while. We'll talk to him more about that because that's kind of his baby. Mike, sure. Thank you for coming on and explaining the property tax and the budget system over there. And I want to thank you for sending out those newsletters. They're very informative that we come each and every week. I don't know how I got on that list. Do you have to apply for that, or is it already sent to all property owners or registered voters? How do you get that?
You must have applied, but I appreciate you sharing that. It's an honor to serve our citizens. We're working very hard to provide all the services that you and those who live and do business here. And we certainly appreciate it. We're working hard. The parish council and I and all of our agencies are working hard to serve our citizens. We appreciate it. And I want to take this opportunity to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And same back to you, Mike, you and your family. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on again. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
There he goes, St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper. All right, it's time for news. Let's go to the WWO newsroom. We got Ian Ozan standing by with the latest. And welcome in on what is turning out to be kind of a dreary Wednesday morning, but we're expecting once a little frontal system moves through, we get back to some of those clear skies and some warm temperatures. All right, I want to remind everyone that the grand total for the Manning Family Children's Light of the Season Radiothon is $172,000. But you can help that number still grow by just going to a great Christmas concert. If you go to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert at the Smoothie King Center tonight, they pledged $1 for each ticket sold, so buy some tickets and enjoy a really fabulous concert and help the kids. Again, on behalf of all of us at WWL and Odyssey New Orleans, Magic 101.9, B97, and Bayou 95.7, thank you. All right, we just ended a conversation with St. Tammany Parish President Mike Cooper about a budget that's not really a deficit, but it's a limitation, I guess is what it would be called, to continue to do some of the necessary work there. St. Tammany Parish, if you live, work, or play, and you've been coming here for any amount of time, you know what the growth has done, and I'm getting some text messages in that growth far outpaces the infrastructure, asking the officials to spend more responsibly and slow the damn growth and accelerate infrastructure improvement. We don't have enough roads. The ones we have are limited. They've got ditches, no shoulders on the sides of the road. There's no lighting. And these are some of our major thoroughfares. Highway 59 is one of them that is very heavily traveled, and there's been no improvements or things done other than put in what I call a suicide lane, that middle lane that basically it's a turning lane, but people don't know how to use it. They pass in it and take some real risk and chances there. So we want to talk to St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Randy Smith. We're waiting for him to check in. Oh, he's here now. Okay, he's right on time. Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Good morning, Don. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on to explain the situation. Kind of go back and tell us the history of the Sheriff's Office providing security for a building we can be extremely proud of. That Justice Center is a gem in St. Tammany Parish.
It is. It's beautiful. We had 20,000 people, excluding our employees and the people that work there, that come in each and every day. Over 20,000 people just last month came through those front doors. And we provide security. We got 12 total deputies. That's 9 deputies with 3 supervisors that work just security. And I'm responsible for the bailiffs. We have 12 bailiffs, one assigned to each judge. And then the parish reimburses me like $35 a day to provide that service as well. The controversy is, you know, of course, public safety, number one priority to me. And that's to help keep people safe. The judges, the lawyers, and the people that come in and out of court, all the employees, each and every day. Parish President Cooper, he wants to minimize the amount what he pays us currently. So we're kind of in negotiations, and he filed a lawsuit against me saying that the sheriff has to provide that security at our cost, where it costs out of my general fund budget to provide those deputies, which, you know, I don't know why he sued me. He could have probably negotiated a deal to provide those deputies, but the facility is massive. Each and every day, there's murder trials, there's other trials. We've got a capital offense coming up, trial in January. So the security is very important, so we're just waiting to see. We got an ad hoc judge that was just recently assigned to this case. But again, my job is to provide best quality of public safety here in St. Tammany Parish, which includes that, but it is his responsibility legislatively to provide the funding for that.
Is there an existing contract, and what does it say as far as the amount and how long it's good for, and are you the only agency responsible to fulfill it?
Well, he reached out, I know, to Covington Police to see if they could take over the contract with 9 deputies only, and they refused. There was just no possible way, and it jeopardizes the safety of those deputies, only having 9 in a large facility like that. As far as the contract, it actually ended January 1st of 2025, and it was not a renegotiated contract for this year, 2025, going into 2026. So what we did was keep the 2024 contract in place. When we submitted that contract to be renewed during the negotiations, the judges asked us to add a couple more deputies, which we did to the contract, and that's when he refused to pay for any additional deputies.
So until this is settled, what's going on there at the center as far as the security?
We're still in place. We will be up until January 5th of 2026. If we don't have anything in place, we will pull those deputies out, and if the parish has been notified, I gave them 90-day notice that that would happen, unless they, you know, agree to the contract and pay us what's owed for this year and moving into next year's contract.
Well, what would be their alternative? Would they have to shut the center down if they don't have security? I would think so. I don't think they could operate without security.
That is correct. The judges have met. I know the DA, the clerk of court, the assessor, we've met with them, and I know they were having meetings trying to persuade, I guess, President Cooper to negotiate to get something in place. From yesterday's meeting with the ad hoc judge that was assigned to this lawsuit, which to me is wasting more taxpayers' money because I got to defend the lawsuit. He's got to hire a firm to represent him in the lawsuit, which I totally disagree with, but that seems to be the norm for his administration. Just they don't get their way, they file a lawsuit. So we'll deal with it, but it looks like we'll probably at least continue providing security at least to the end of January, if that's what the judge orders.
Well, maybe it could be a temporary contract, you know, with a limited amount of time and until it can be permanently put in. It probably
and
needs to be
month to month. Yeah, or month to month.
Yeah, sure. You can't shut the center down. The parish can't operate with that center shut down. It just can't.
No, it would totally disrupt the criminal justice system for sure.
Well, not only that, I mean, there's a lot of other offices, the clerk's office is in there, and, you know, people need the services there, and it's all in one building, and if it's shut down, I mean, the parish is crippled.
It would be shut down. If we don't show up January 5th to provide that security, the doors would be locked, and there would be no trials, there would be no no operating public building, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure something will be worked out, Randy. And
yeah,
if you would, keep us up to date on what's going on. If you need to get some information out, please give us a holler. We appreciate it.
You got it, Don. I'd rather be fishing than fighting.
I'm with you, man. Go get him. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate you coming on.
Anytime.
All right. Randy Smith, St. Tammany Parish Sheriff. All right. We're going to be back, and we'll get to some of your text messages and tell you what's coming up in the next 2 hours here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.